Episode 11, A Familiar Courage. Pirate Lydia could feel her heartbeat in her throat. She realized that she was gazing upward at a very large, regal beast with eyes like an eagle, talons to match, enormous angelic wings, and a large beak. She gathered her courage from the Lord, remembering that God did not give her a spirit of fear. Then she spoke confidently. "Well, it seems you know my name, but I'm at a loss for yours. Who might you be?" she asked. The beast standing upright over her crouched down to a sitting position. The change of position created a waif of air that in the creature's enormity almost made her lose her footing. The aroma of frankincense filled the air, and with the creature now at eye level, she could see the full moon that lit up the night sky and bounced a reflection off of the white and gold arrangement of feathers that covered his beautiful wings. Pirate Lydia breathed in the sweet smell and looked into the fierce but very peaceful eyes now in front of her.
"My name is Wesley. I'm a dragon bird created by the Almighty to lead worship on this sacred mountain. I see you are reading the writings of the ancients. There are many mysteries about Song Island. Why have you come here?" gently inquired the beast.
"I have come in search of something that was lost long ago. It was a horn used by Ebenezer to call all the creatures here on Song Island, as well as your sister island, Waterhorn, to worship. From my understanding, when he blew the horn, life was renewed and restored in such a way that living in the spirit of gratitude and abundance was an everyday reality. Now the people and dragons are in grave danger. There's much more, but I'm beginning to feel as if you asked me a question in which you may already know the answer to. Am I too bold to assume you have this knowledge already? After all, you even knew my name," she explained.
"I know many things, and yes, I know of this horn and the curse upon these lands. If you believe the horn is here, I will help you in your search," replied the radiant beast.
"I have a dear friend that said it could be on the very peak of the mountain itself, but my little doe dragon here was too weary to make the ascent. I must not give up. I greatly appreciate your help," said Pirate Lydia, with a renewed sense of hope in her tone. The beast bowed his head in reply, and his humble but confident gesture puzzled Pirate Lydia. He reminded her of someone she deeply trusted, but could not seem to figure out who.
"Perhaps your valiant Dogragon could start us a fire, and after a night's rest, we could begin our search," suggested Wesley.
"Oh yes, I think that would be very wise indeed," agreed Pirate Lydia, as her now feeling ever so useful little Dogragon huffed his best and started a sparkling fire to a nearby pile of sticks. Pirate Lydia wrapped her cape around her and flattened her hat as a pillow. Licky, seeing the unsatisfied look over Lydia's face, promptly scooted toward her and lifted her head with his muzzle to have her neck lean comfortably over his soft, dog-like ears. "Oh, thank you, Licky. I'm ever so grateful for you." Wesley, already with his talons folded under his wings, fast asleep, was breathing softly. Once again, rest and safety fell over good Pirate Lydia, as God provided more than she could have asked for or imagined on this journey. She prayed for her family, her dear little children, Casper and Angel, as well as One-Eye Cat, and then she fell asleep.